Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Marrakesh to Timbuktu to San Diego, California, to Fillmore, California. Good morning, we are The Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our global listeners around the world on this May 31st, 2016. It's a little bit hazy, overcast.
Well, the sun's starting to come out, Mark, finally. I mean, we were just sitting in the lobby there beforehand. It was like gloomy, looked like it was ready to dump.
Smazy, I guess you would call that, wouldn't you?
May gray.
Smazy.
Smazy? That's a combination smog. Of smog and haze, or but they call it May gray. Don't they call it May gray?
I think, yeah, May gray, and then tomorrow we're going to have June gloom.
And by the end of the week, we're into the hundreds.
Wow.
How about that, right?
You know, we have wacky weather out here in L.A., and we have I think the last 12 months has been the wackiest weather I've seen out here in L.A.
Now, this has to do with this global warming thing, doesn't it?
Right. I think so.
Yeah, but every week we're always here, and it's always wonderful, and this morning was just kind of gloomy and crappy. Wonderful Memorial Day week, and just beautiful weather, but this May great today, even though tomorrow is June 1st. And then, again, I think Thursday we have 99, Friday we have 100, and we have 102, well, in parts of L.A.,
right.
Not in actual, like, downtown Los Angeles
right.
And, you know, the hotter parts of the valley and so forth and what have you. Palm Springs, 108 today.
Wow.
That's kind of like, isn't
it? It was
like
110, I think, in Death Valley yesterday.
Aren't these like crazy temperatures for this time of the year?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think they are pretty crazy.
So does this have to do with the global warming?
Well, you know, some will say yes, some will not say that. I don't know.
I just saw a bus go past, Mark, with an American Gothic promotional sign. Coming
that's a new show, right?
CBS on Channel 2.
CBS.
Wednesday. So that is a new show.
Yeah.
Some new shows. I guess the summer shows are coming on. Wayward Pines just started. America's Got Talent starting today. Hey, before we get into all that.
America's Got Talent starts tonight?
Yes, at the TiVo.
Oh, gosh.
I was going to tell you this morning.
I thought next
taking
week,
the holiday off yesterday, all of a sudden today seems like a Monday, right?
You were right
but
about
we're here
that.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
Anyhow, before we, lots to talk about today, of course, like every Tuesday. We're going to start off the show like we usually do and celebrate some celebrity birthdays. Mm. Usually, Mark, you're close to these or you're right on mark.
My pick,
right on
Clint
Eastwood celebrates a birthday today.
Clint Eastwood?
Which, by the way, we saw him in We're Eagles there yesterday with Richard Burton. What I saw, speaking of Richard Burton, it seemed like that was his movie all the way. It seems like Clint Eastwood was just a hint of Clint Eastwood in that movie.
This was the first big movie for Clint Eastwood in the States. After he'd done some of the
spaghetti westerns.
Wow. And he almost didn't do it because they were going to only give him second billing. And he wanted to have first billing, but he couldn't get it over Richard Burton. So this was the last movie that he got second billing at. He always received top billing from movies then going forward.
Yeah. Well, that would explain. I mean, first off, Richard Burton was Richard Burton. And second off, Richard Burton was in every scene. And Clint Eastwood, from what I saw, seemed like he was only a hint. Well, you saw more of it than I did.
And when he was in those scenes, didn't have much to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So, from Spaghetti Western, he's... But anyhow, how old is he today?
I would say he's... hold on a second. Let me think.
And he's looking it, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, yes. But that's understandable why he's looking it, because he's got to be 84.
85.
Okay.
Yeah, 85.
Again, I continue my my guess as I'm almost accurate.
I think I might be able to stump you with Waka Flocka Flame today, YouTuber.
Oh, Waka Flocka Flamer?
Yeah.
18?
29.
Okay.
Old for a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
That's why I said 18.
Or say the name again.
Waka Faka Flaba.
Flame. Yeah. Waka Faka Flame. Farrah Abraham, do you know who she is?
Laureate?
No. She's 24 today. She made her claim to fame on Teen Mothers on MTV.
Oh, okay.
She was like 17 or 18.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she
Teen Mothers, that was the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was like a nightmare on the show, but the best looking one on there. And then she had her kid. Then she got into porn, doing porn. Then she wrote a book. Then she wrote another book. So being only 24 years old, she's done quite a bit.
And wow.
She's done like a lot of things.
Okay.
Brooke Shields. We met her back when in 1979.
Yeah, we were working at Taco de Carlos, which is a fast food taco joint there in Glendale. And she had just come out with
Pretty Baby. So she was about 14.
Right. And she walked in. I said, that's got to be Brooke Shields. And I went to Cindy Burke, the manager, and I says, I think that's Cindy Burke out there. And she confirmed it.
And she was
so I went out there and I brought her a bean burrito and a cup of water and french fries. And she was there with her mother, Terry Shields.
You sound like she was eating what... What's the guy's name that drove
through? See, you don't even remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But anyhow. Yeah, she was very cordial. She gave me an autograph.
She was with her mother.
Yeah, Terry Shields, her manager at the time.
They drove up in a station wagon.
Yeah, station wagon.
Lou Rawls, by the way, came through drive-through.
And so you say it's Brooke Shields' birthday today.
Today.
All right, so let me see. I met her in 78. She was 14, 79. 64, 79. She was 15, so 65. So she's got to be, maybe she's 50.
Right on the button. And she was 14 when she did Pretty
Okay.
Baby.
50.
So she's 50 today.
Okay, well,
Jordy Nelson, a football player with the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
He's 29 today. Wade Pattern. He's another YouTuber.
Okay.
15. Got Damso.
That's got to be another Viner or
Viner,
something, right?
24. Leah Thompson. You know Leah Thompson.
Yeah, Leah Thompson.
Is she in Wayward Pines?
I don't know. But Leah Thompson is from Back to the Future fame, right?
Nope. Oh, is that her? Because I saw Wayward Pines last night. I thought that was her name.
Okay.
Yeah, she's 54.
Okay.
Colin Farrell, how old do you think he is? He's been around for a while.
I'd say he's 58.
Colin Farrell. Do you know who Colin Farrell is? Name one movie he's been in.
Colin Farrell. I thought he was... Isn't he the guy from King's Speech?
No.
The Kingsman?
No. This is the other...
Oh, he's the younger guy. He's the guy that was in...
Phone Booth.
Finding Mr. Banks. I'd say he's probably older than he is. I'd say he's 47.
He's younger than I thought he was. He's 39.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought he was in the 40s. Joe Namath.
Wow, he's got to be...
Broadway Joe.
73.
72.
Okay.
So when we saw him and met him a couple years ago, 3 years ago, at the Food Network...
The New Year... No, not he was the Food Network. It was the New York Food and Wine Festival.
He was only in his 60s then.
Well, that was... When was that? 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he looked older, I thought.
Oh, yeah. He's ragged, yeah.
Patty Stanger. You know Patty.
Yeah, the Millionaire Matchmaker. 40.
54.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, 54. And last one celebrating, he has since passed. He died in 1979. Jim Hutton, father of Timothy Hutton.
Oscar winner Timothy Hutton. He would have been, let's see.
I was like
84.
Very good, very good. 82.
Okay.
Yeah, he died in...
So he died really young.
He died young from
cancer. Must have cancer, I guess, right?
Yeah, he was, I think, 39 when...
Wow.
39 when he died, but...
Ellery Queen.
Ellery Queen.
I can only think of a couple movies that he was in.
The Green Beret.
And Who's Minding the Mint.
Yeah, that's it for me.
And then Ellery Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He was also in the 1964 Where the Boys Are with George Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
When they go down to Fort Lauderdale.
Anyhow, so happy birthday to all our celebrities and Viners and YouTubers and just whoever the hell you are at this celebrity birthday today. Oh, Shelda, a woman that my wife works with. Shelda, she's 50 today.
Oh, big 50.
So I should share with her, let her know that she celebrates birthdays with all these people.
Big 50.
So good to be back in the studio today after a long weekend. But we work every day. So did you really enjoy the long weekend?
I did enjoy the long weekend. And the weekend seemed – it was pretty – busy weekend,
packed,
as a matter of fact.
Jam-packed.
It seemed really, it took its time getting through. I think the Friday, the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we go back to Friday, too. Friday was the start of the week, the long weekend, and then Saturday, and then Sunday, and then Monday. It seemed to be like a very long weekend. I mean, these days went on forever,
even though
we were busy doing things.
I think why it seemed even longer, Mark, because Friday was the third day of back-to-back days that we went to the Queen Mary. I know you're going to tap on that in just a moment. But us being out all day, I think Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then going into the long weekend, and then coming straight to the show, I think it's been like 7 days nonstop. You know, you have your weekends, but we're out constantly for the... the Queen Mary thing. Again, like you said, you're going to tap on that
3 days
shortly, but an extended weekend. I went to high school graduation, which was fantastic. You went out to Santa Anita for an event. We did a wonderful brunch. By the way, big shout out to 94th Aero Squadron here in Van Nuys, California. We had
Right at the airport. Van Nuys Airport?
Van Nuys Airport, yeah. We were invited guests. And that's where that plane took off this weekend, Mark, from the missing pilot. They took off from there. And you know how we were commenting on how the plane's taken off?
Yeah.
That's right by, just like you said, a flight school.
Wow.
So right we were there. This flight took off to go to
maybe
Catalina.
Even took off that day, right?
They made it to Catalina, but
did it take off Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
Oh,
so
we might have
seen
it
taken off.
Wow.
Yeah.
We were enjoying our champagne a la fresco.
Yeah, so big shout out to 94th Aero Squadron. Been there for many, many years. We have not been there for probably 20 years. We were invited guests to
sample the foods
on Sunday
and drinks and talk about it today.
Thank you so much for the invitation. And check them out at 94thAeroSquadron.com. Get out there. They have brunch on Saturday and Sunday. I believe it's only about $34, something like that, isn't it, Mark?
It is $29.
$20 if you get the before
24.95 before 10, $29.95 from 10 till the end of the day.
Wow. So if you've got nothing
planned, you can eat, all you can drink.
And like Mark mentioned, a great view over the Van Nuys Airport, and you get to see these planes taking off. And we saw some G5s, even saw a helicopter land. It was pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool. It's a great place to go. And we love brunch, and it was a little out of the norm, you know?
Yeah. Wow, excuse me.
Right there.
Take over.
Take a drink of water there, pal. Anyhow, fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Did brunch the other day. Then yesterday spent the day with just the wife. No work in the morning and no work in the afternoon. Went out to a place called Off Fudge out there on Melrose. New cool place owned by Jessica Alba. Just to check it out. We're going to have lunch there, but the place was super busy and there was a long wait. So just checked out the place. They have a little market in there. Some really, really cool stuff. Toffees and sweets and bakeries and goods. But ended up going to Pink's for lunch. Pink's is an institution. They've been here for 71 years. You know what I was saying, Mark? You know, they got all the celebrity photos on the wall from all the celebrities that have dined there.
Right.
But there's nobody like from the 40s or 50s or 60s or even the 70s. They're all like from the 80s and 90s. So I guess that's just something they started maybe in the 80s.
What do you mean, putting the pictures on the wall?
Yeah.
Perhaps in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, you didn't get the celebrities.
Yeah, that must be it then.
It needed to build up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it was still a hot dog stand.
Yeah.
And so I but think back in the
biggest variety on their menu, they had, a Jada, De Laurentiis, a hot dog, Emeril Lagasse, Martha Stewart, Lord of the Rings. They have, you name it, they got it. They even have the Guadalajara hot dog has sour cream.
Yeah, you see, from the 30s and 40s and 50s, I think people were going to Magambo's and...
right, Trocadero.
You know, those type of places. They weren't going to a hot dog stand.
But if you haven't been to Pink's, you got to check it out because they got the biggest menu of, I mean, you name it, and it is on this hot dog. I had the Reuben hot dog, which was with pastrami, the hot dog. It was 9 inches. It had onion rings. It had Swiss cheese, and just fantastic. So, and then from there, we went to... Larchmont Village. Nice little quaint town, or it's not even a town, it's just the village in the Hancock Park area, and had ice cream at the Salty Straw. Now, it's more than ice cream. It's a wide variety of fantastic, interesting, quirky flavors, and if you bear with me, I want to share some of these flavors with you, because if you haven't been there, get there and check it out. How's this? Well, this is kind of standard. Sea salt with caramel ribbons. Almond brittle salted ganache, double fold vanilla, chocolate gooey brownie, sumptuous coffee, compartes, love nuts, roasted strawberry, toasted white chocolate. Here's what we had. We had sourdough with peanut butter and jelly, honey lavender, black olive brittle, and goat cheese. How about that? And check this out, Mark. I took a sampler of a dill pickle sorbet.
I don't know about that.
It tastes like pickle juice, as it should. Salted, malted, chocolate chip dough. An avocado and strawberry sherbet. How's that for flavor?
I don't know about that.
These are great flavors. I mean, it's out of the norm. It's $5 for a scoop, or you pay $5.50 for they split the scoop, which is the way to go.
Sounds like McConnell's.
No need to get a double scoop for $7. The scoop is $4.50, and for 50 cents more, you get a scoop and a half. So
yeah, they're copying that from McConnell's.
Yeah, way to go, fantastic. So that was the day yesterday. So
well, we started our event last week. Our Queen Mary, I guess. There was 3 days of celebrations for the 80th anniversary of the maiden voyage of HMS.
What's the year here, Mark? How long?
What's that?
How long?
How long what?
80 years. Wow. 80 years.
Yeah. It was the 80th anniversary of the maiden voyage of HMS Queen Mary. It left the UK, I think Southampton, on May 26, 1936. It went to, what do they call that, Cherbourg, France.
Actually, I think it took off from Cherbourg, didn't it? No?
Well, no. Did it? And then it went back to the UK?
Huh. Because I thought I heard him say Cherbourg.
Yeah. Well, it was built. The majority, I think, was built there. But then it left Southampton, UK, for its maiden voyage. And this was 80 years ago. And this has a long... long history of the Queen Mary. We know that as a fact, being natives here of Los Angeles, and that came to Long Beach to a final...
in 1970.
Right. So we are very familiar with Queen Mary. So when we were invited to attend this 3-day extravaganza, which was fantastic, which started last Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday, right. We went to see the new documentary of the Queen Mary.
Which I had no idea there was one coming out.
Right. It, let me see if I could find the name of the documentary.
And they're going to change the title too.
For the U.S., for the U.S. broadcast. The new television documentary stars local WW2 heroes and war brides, which is great. Let me see. I can't find the name of this thing. Okay. Well, anyhow, it's the and I'm looking at the press release right now. I'm just missing it right now. But great documentary. It's about 1 hour, and it was basically about the history of the Queen Mary and its war contribution. I think they transported something like 400,000 troops back and forth from the U.K.,
which is a crazy number. At one time, they had, I guess, there were 17,000 troops on that ship
at one time, right?
Which is crazy.
And, you know, the crazy thing about it, the great thing about this was, we were in the theater watching this great documentary. There were people that were that had rode the Queen Mary during the war years that were there in the auditorium with us.
Yep.
And we also had World War II war brides from England that came across on the Queen Mary. Naturally, they were all in their 80s and 90s. But,
naturally.
You know, I mean, you know, how cool was that, right?
Very cool that they were actually, you know, you could see them in the documentary, and then they would stand up after the show, they were introduced. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. So
really cool.
It was a great, I guess it was about an hour, maybe a little longer than an hour.
It was 1 hour.
Great documentary, which already aired in the U.K., and I think that they had gotten record ratings over there in Scotland.
That's what we've been told.
Record ratings.
Yeah.
So then the movie ended, the documentary ended, and we went down to the engine room, no less, for the mini reception, which followed
the
viewing.
It was in the engine room.
It was
kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was dark and it was in the engine room.
Especially if you have to listen to the stories from the Commodore.
Oh, you know, we like the open bar. We like the wine and the cheese were flowing. And it was a great little reception. And, we were...
The hospitality was impeccable.
Great movie. And mind you, folks, this is just starting of the three-day adventure.
This is day one.
This is day one. And we had the great pleasure of meeting... Commodore Everett Horde, who's the Commodore of the...
And what exactly does that mean?
Well, he's kind of like a brand ambassador of the Queen Mary. You know, he's the historian
brand
of the
ambassador.
Queen Mary.
Okay. That's all he does, though.
I think so. Yeah, he MCs and hosts like all the different events that go on the Queen Mary.
By the way, Mark, is our fact checker listening today?
I don't know. He was swimming this morning, so
okay.
I'm not sure if he's
continue,
out there fact checking. Yeah, but so we met Everett Horde, which is great, nice guy, knew all the facts and everything about the Queen Mary, and then we had the reception. And we had the great pleasure of meeting Randolph Churchill, the great great grandson of Sir Winston Churchill, who was on hand for the dedication of the Winston Churchill. I guess it's the Art of Winston Churchill exhibition, which
and
is now
he
a board
was born 24 hours after Churchill, his great-grandfather,
24
died.
Hours after his great-grandfather passed away. Wow, that's
so
something.
So he never had the opportunity of meeting him.
This is doggone shame, but I guess a lot of people don't have the opportunity to meet their great-grandfather.
Right,
so,
exactly.
But we had a great pleasure of meeting Randolph Churchill. It was very pleasant, not standoffish, very cordial, friendly,
very
even
jolly.
Inviting. He invited. He introduced us to his wife. And
very jolly with a fun laugh.
A great guy, a great Brit,
you know,
and so that was the end of day one of the maiden voyage festivities, which followed day two, which was Friday, which was the...
No, day two was Thursday.
Oh, wait a second. No, the documentary was Thursday.
Okay.
No, wait a minute.
Because we went 3 days in a row.
Huh. Okay.
So it must have been Wednesday, Thursday,
must
and Friday.
My dates mixed up then. So we were there on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Maybe there was nothing going on Thursday then.
We went 3 days in a row.
Okay. Oh, we went Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Thursday
good.
Thursday was Thursday was the evening event, the gala.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Thursday was the grand gala.
Yeah, and then Friday was the art gala.
Right, so Thursday was the grand gala, which was fantastic.
Black tie.
It was a black tie event, and we pulled up, and the great thing was we pulled up, and then you're walking through before you board the Queen Mary. They had two classic Rolls Royces sitting there, and in the background, the music was blaring out with Hail Britannia, which was, it sounded like there was a band right there playing it, which there
sounded
wasn't.
Good, very clear.
But they had Hail Britannia playing, and then they had these Rolls Royce classics there, and that looked fantastic. I mean, in itself was fantastic. And then we took up the elevator, we went to the Grand Salon, this was... I forget what room the first reception was.
It was some salon.
Right, but it wasn't the Grand Salon.
No.
So we went to the first
where they have the Sunday champagne.
And nothing better when you walk into an event like this and you're greeted by either food or beverage. Right away, they got the servers walking around with their crab cakes and their Duck L'Orange. And,
and not only was it just an open bar, it was a top shelf open bar. They had Gentleman Jack, which is the premium Jack Daniels. They had Jameson. They had Macallan, which is our drink.
They had
Grey Goose when it comes to, you know, for vodka. So it was top of the line all the way. The top shelf. No champagne, though. I was kind of surprised it was champagne because it would have been very fitting for this type of event.
Yeah. Malibu Wine sponsored. They were the exclusive wine sponsor. So perhaps that because the wine is similar to a champagne, they decided just to go with the exclusive wine sponsor, which was Malibu Wines. So I'll throw a pitch out there to Malibu Wines. But it was great. I love the wine and cheese. I love...
Oh, boy, that was good.
There was music going from the classic period.
Yeah, jazzy.
Jazzy. We met the Commodore again, which is always good
and
to see the
Commodore. And then the dinner was the exact same...
Well, we haven't got to the dinner yet, man. Oh. We're still at the reception area here.
Oh, okay.
So we had a great time at the reception over there. And after the initial reception, then we moved on to reception number 2, which is where they had the silent auction going as well, which is great. You've got one reception, then we moved on to the second reception, which was nice as well because, they had, again, open bar was going on. They had some music going on, and they had the silent auction, which is a great place to bid on different Queen Mary memorabilia items and posters and paintings and whatnot, which was great. So we were down. What's that? I thought I heard something in the background. So it was great. It was great to have the second
talking right there. Reception. We went from one cocktail party. Well, that was
to
the
another
special one. That was the special one.
The first one was the VIP one, I think.
Right, yeah.
Okay, the first one was the VIP
and
one.
And then the second
where
was
we
the
met,
common one.
Randolph Churchill again.
Yeah.
At that pre-event. Then we bumped down to the... Well, now you're supposed to go to the dinner at the Grand Salon, which is the first-class Grand Salon. They have the Sunday brunch there now, but back then this was the first-class restaurant, the Grand Salon. And they were serving here in the first in the Grand Salon the identical menu that was served on the maiden voyage
back
so many years ago in 1936, which is great. And I'm going to try to explain the menu here because most of it's in French. And apparently after reading all the materials over the weekend, it looked like a lot of the Brits were a little upset at the menu because it really highlighted a lot of French foods, and
sure,
it wasn't really as British as it could be. But it started off with the Melangelée, speck, sea salt, basil herb crystals in Chantez Melangelée. Now that sounds as French as they could
that
be.
That being said, it was a gelatin with honeydew melon balls inside.
Followed by crotte au pot au pomme perelles, which is, in layman's terms,
it was a little biscuit with gravy.
A puff pastry, fried rump, and potato soup with bacon leek oil. This was followed by the main course, which I thought was fantastic. Cortes, Brasiz Berry Mary,
sirloin,
which is Wagyu short rib, fava bean puree, and glace de viande.
Delicious.
It was fantastic.
Delicious.
Then after all that, the salad came, which was unusual that the salad came so far after.
It was a piece of art
that
was designed.
Right.
It was contained into a
petite
cucumber.
Greens with French vinaigrette. And also the bread basket, which was fantastic. The sourdough bread that they bought ahead of time was
come
fantastic.
Quick enough.
And the non-flowing of the French of the non-flowing of the Malibu wines,
yeah,
which was great. And then it was followed by chocolate creme brulee. The thing they had was chocolate creme brulee, but it wasn't a traditional creme brulee. It looked more like a mousse type thing,
yeah,
with strawberries and chantilly cream.
Maybe
and
that's how it used to be back then.
Yeah. Followed up with café, which, as we all know,
and
it
then
is
let's
coffee.
Not forget, Mark, actually, even though the champagne was not flowing all night long, there was a champagne toast, so they did pour out champagne
right
for...
in those nice old-fashioned little champagne glasses, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so wonderful meal, wonderful entertainment.
Well, we didn't finish it yet.
Right.
We still have to go
continue
on to where we ended with the scotch and cigar evening on the veranda room, which is kind of cool. This was a special invite-only type of deal, and you go there and you have, which was great. It was at the back of the ship, which is the
Veranda Grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was indoor and outdoor, but the outdoor was made available for the cigar smoking.
Right.
Which they had the cigarist from the tobaccoist from the actual Queen Mary who sells the cigars on the ship.
So we started off with a Macallan 15-year-old Macallan Scotch, and then we had a Macanuda cigar.
Yeah.
Enjoying the lovely skyline of Long Beach
beautiful
in the evening. With
beautiful. Just a tad chilly, but other than that, it was wonderful.
Music was playing, Scotch was flowing, cigars were smoking. And then again, Churchill, Randolph Churchill came by, and the most jolliest guy. He's friendly, cordial, taking pictures with everybody, engaging in conversation with everybody. I mean, it was just a wonderful way
to end the evening, and there was still another day to come.
Yeah, right. The next day, which is the official press conference, which was welcoming, I guess, the actual art of Winston Churchill.
A lot of people, including myself, did not even know that he was an artist, and he did over 450 pieces.
Yeah, which was great. I mean, I believe the Churchill Museum in Fullerton, Missouri, provided quite a bit of the works. Randolph Churchill provided his great grandfather's easel, which was there.
That he would always travel with.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. So we had a great press conference where all the dignitaries were there. We had congressmen, representatives, the city of Long Beach.
Lord Watson.
Lord Watson came in from the UK for this. General manager of the Queen Mary, John B. Jenkins, a representative of Robert Garcia, the mayor of Long Beach, was there. So, I mean, it was a great press conference, a great opening of the passion for painting, the art of Winston Churchill. I think in about 15 paintings are all together.
Yeah, 15 of them they had on display, along with his easel and some other memorabilia.
So this was great. And so it's queenmary.com. You've got to go there and check the Queen Mary out. The art is there now, but they've got all sorts of stuff going on. They've got Lady Diana Spencer exhibit there. They've got a Russian submarine there. The Queen Mary is a hotel. You can host events there. It's got everything going for it. The Sunday brunch is there.
And they have a good brunch, too. Do you know what the cost is on that brunch?
I don't, but the Sunday brunch is one of the best Sunday brunches I've ever attended.
Mm-hmm.
This is www.queenmary.com. You go there, see all the stuff they've going on. Matt and I were there for 3 days.
Big shout-out to our contact person there, Joanne, I believe.
Yeah, she was
very
accommodating,
very helpful, last minute, just taking care of us. So thank you very much, Joanne. I had a wonderful time. It was a pleasure meeting you, and we look forward to coinciding and collaborating again in the future with you.
Yeah, so. Join us with Freeman McHugh Public Relations for the Queen Mary. I want to do some social media here for the Queen Mary. The Facebook is facebook.com/thequeen.mary. The Twitter is twitter.com/thequeenmary. Instagram.com/thequeenmary. YouTube.com/user/thequeenmary. NLB. So that's Queen Mary. That's all their social media, queenmary.com. They're there. They're open every day of the week. They've got all sorts of stuff going on. So thanks again for the Queen Mary for allowing us to have a fantastic three-day adventure.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much. And on another note, big shout-out, Mark, to ibidforstorage.com. That's ibid4storage.com. If you're into any type of online auction needs, you definitely have to check them out at ibidforstorage.com to assist you with all your auction needs. You don't even have to go out. Do it from the comfort of your own home. iPad, laptop, tablet, even your cell phone. Take care of it. ibidforstorage.com.
I know it's the only way I do online auctions.
Oh, I know it is.
Yeah.
I know it is.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. That was fantastic.
A big shout-out to the Golden State Warriors for a wonderful 7-game series against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Tough series, tough game. Boy, I really thought that the Thunder were going to come through and pull that out last night, but they ended up...
they had a 13-point lead there for a while.
They had a 13-point lead, but you know what? They are known this year for sinking in the fourth quarter. They melted last night. Same with the game on Saturday night. You know, there was 3 minutes left, and they were up by 4 points, and they're up by like 14 points at one point on Saturday. So big shout out to the Golden State Warriors for getting back to the NBA Finals this year for
the second two teams.
The second two teams, and I think I'm putting my money on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Last year when they played each other, LeBron was the only one healthy out of their big three. They're all healthy now. They got the revenge factor going on. Plus, they've had a lot of time to rest and relax. So, big shout out to both those teams, Cleveland.
It should be interesting.
And you saw
right?
the hats they had, the new final hats.
Love them.
Yeah.
I like that they changed it up a bit. You know?
So big shout out to the Cleveland Cavaliers and super big shout out to the Golden State Warriors. They represent California. So there you go. There you have it. Enjoy. The series starts on Thursday, 6 p.m. on ABC.
Love it. Well, like you mentioned briefly earlier, Matt, I was at the Santa Anita over the weekend again. You know, we've been going to Santa Anita since the 80s, and now I guess you really have been done everything from the infield to the chandelier room to the clubhouse to the speakeasy.
Yeah.
Everything. But on Saturday, you know, when we were at the Santa Anita a few weeks ago for the running of the Preakness, we were invited by Santa Anita Park, Allison Wright, a director of sales and premium spaces for Santa Anita, to come on by and be their guest at the suites. Now, I know you've been to the suites at Staples Center, as I have many times, and it's always nice, an extra special treat when you have your own little suite to yourself.
Sure.
You're not mixed with the masses.
You feel like a VIP.
You know, and this was a great, you know, we showed up on a Saturday afternoon. Wasn't expecting to have a whole day of races out there, which is what it turned out to, which was great. And
you mean you didn't expect to be there for the whole day?
No, I wasn't. I was going to, you know, I thought maybe an hour or so. But once we got in there, we got situated, and the champagne was flowing, and you know they've got the races going on. It's nothing, no better place to be on a Saturday, sunny Saturday afternoon, Santa Anita, enjoying the races,
especially when it's only 10 minutes from where you live.
So I want to shout out to some of these social media for Santa Anita. That's santaanita.com. And we were in the suites. And so the social for the suites is at Santa Anita Park, or hashtag SA Suite Life, or hashtag Santa Anita Park. This is great because inside the suites, they actually had their coasters sitting there, and the coasters had all their social media hashtags.
That's what they want you to do when you're there.
Handles.
Yep.
So it's great. So they got a lot of stuff going on. Belmont's going to be Saturday, June 11th. So I encourage everybody, if you haven't gotten out to Santa Anita lately, you've got to go reserve a suite. You can call them up directly. Let's see. It's 626-574-6383 to schedule a suite. You could reserve your next suite, and it's a great place. The suites at Santa Anita, which is fantastic. We got there, and again, like I said, the champagne was flowing. They had the sliders. Right, they had sliders. They had pot stickers. They had the chicken skewers, and they had cheese and crackers, and they had wine, beer, just was flowing. A comfortable suite with the best view that you could watch the racing. So, I mean, it's great. I know I think we're going to be going back there. At least I am. You're going to be gone, but in a week or so. No, in a week or so for the Belmont.
Yeah, I'll be in New York for the Belmont.
So, are you going to the Belmont?
Not actually attending the Belmont, but I'll be in New York during Belmont.
Oh, right, yeah. So it's great. Go to the Santa Anita. It's the great race place, and racing is through July 10th. So santaanitapark.com.
Yeah, fantastic.
Great times. Thanks again. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, big shout out. I wasn't there this weekend, but I know it was fantastic. Big shout out.
Yeah.
Hey, Storage Wars, every Tuesday night. The season is over. It ended last week, so no episodes at all tonight, I think.
No episodes. You're right. They're running. The Roots, I think, is on tonight, as a matter of fact.
Isn't that on a history?
It's on a bunch of Lifetime, History, USA.
Okay, that might
be
it then. Yeah,
a bunch of different channels.
So no, last week we ran Storage Wars 3 or 4 times. So no Storage Wars this week. But I think the season is over though.
Season's over. Hopefully next week.
Let's see what happens when the new season comes on. Maybe the door will be knocking.
Anything can happen,
right?
Anything can happen.
Hey, I think the LA Film Festival starts today or tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
never attended.
No.
That's one of our things. We participate in the beauty pageants, film festivals, marquee award shows, but. Right here.
Red carpet events. Speaking of which,
but I think that we're going to be attending the 42nd Street grand opening tonight of the play 42nd Street at the Pantages Theater. Only there for 3 weeks.
3 weeks,
yeah,
really?
And the 22nd, another play comes in.
Wow, they sure pack them in over there, Pantages.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a lot of work goes into
for 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks, yeah.
Huh.
But anyhow, so Mark and I will be attending the opening night performance of 42nd Street today. But I mentioned LA Film Festival because I think that either starts tonight or tomorrow, and we've never been to any of the. Festivities for
none
that.
Of them.
Should we try to make a go of this year?
I guess we could try that if it works.
Speaking of LA Film Festival, did we mention that we're on the board of advisors for the Encinitas first annual international short film festival taking place in December this year?
No, I don't know if we did mention it. We came
we
on board
right
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
It's taking place in September. We should have had the website with us.
Yeah.
But it's going to be taking place in September. You could just Google Encinitas
International
Short Film Festival and get all the details. Next time we're on the show, we're going to have all the details for you. But Matt and I are on board acting as advisors to help make the festival work, go along as smoothly as possible.
In transition.
So it's just one of the many things that we are doing. We are also partnering with I guess it's safe to say we could mention Gentleman Norman. Details to follow as well in a couple weeks. We're working with the Gentleman Norman brand to help.
For those of you who aren't familiar with Gentleman Norman, you may be familiar with Boo or Jif. The dog is a
Pomeranian,
but it's a special. It's a smaller Pomeranian, very, very cute. But it, again, if you're familiar with Boo or Jif, forget it. It's all about Gentleman Norman now. So if you know about them, be ready for
GentlemanNorman.com.
Yeah, Gentleman Norman.
But we are coming on board to assist in the marketing, I guess the marketing platform, you can say that, or the strategy to help Gentleman Norman become more of a household name, a la the Benji and Lassie and Grumpy Cap and thing like that. More details to follow in the coming weeks on the future of Gentleman Norman.
You know, I guess speaking of the animals in television, Rin Tin Tin must have been the first one in the 40s. Then in the 50s, it was Lassie. Into the 60s as well. Then in the 70s, it was Benji.
Yeah.
What has there been since Benji?
Yeah, I don't think there's been anything really since Benji. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I might be wrong.
Yeah, they're making a remake of Benji. So we'll be all introduced to him again. So Memorial Day weekend this past weekend was the
Let's do a quick shout-out to the winner of the Indy 500, Alexander Rossi.
I was just getting ready to say Memorial Day weekend was the 100th anniversary, the 100th racing of the Indy.
100th one, wow. We were there 6 years ago, I believe.
6 or 7 years ago, yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Which comes 3 weeks after the Kentucky Derby. And we went the same year. We went to the Kentucky Derby. We thought it was absolutely fantastic, phenomenal, whatever. Yeah. And then 3 weeks later, we were in Indy for the totally different things. I mean, I can't believe they had 350,000
Isn't that amazing? I was saying, where are they going to fit those 350,000?
But I remember when we were there, it was packed.
Yeah.
But so many people, just, I mean, the 100th running.
Just is not the same without Jim Nabors singing My Home Indiana.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
He is missed.
Yeah.
But Alexander Rossi, how about that? This was his first time.
Yeah.
It's like these Oscar winners that win their first, they're nominated for the first time and they win it the first
guy?
Time. Alexander Rossi, I don't know. He's probably a young guy.
He was American, 20s. Wasn't he?
Is he what?
American?
Yeah.
Yeah. So big shout out for that. Because
Alexander Rossi, he drank the milk.
Yeah.
Missed most of it because we were having brunch. So we saw the start of the race and then we caught the ending of it. And a big shout out to Lewis Hamilton for winning the Monaco Grand Prix.
Is it the Grand Prix of Monaco or is it Monaco Grand Prix?
I guess maybe you can go either way.
Hey, it was lousy weather there out there in Monaco.
Boy, it was raining there for a while, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought that they wouldn't race in the rain, but they continued the race.
It's just
in the
like
rain.
Le Mans. You know, they just travel in any weather.
But the Indy 500 doesn't go in the rain, does it?
Yeah.
They do, huh?
Yeah, but if it was raining like how it was raining there, they might stop.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, but a good day of racing. I mean, if you're into Indy cars and Formula One.
Right, yeah.
Fantastic. But
so congratulations to Lewis Hamilton and Alexander Rossi.
Yeah, who was the, let's see, okay, and the singer was the winner from The Voice. He was also from Indiana. He's the one that sang.
And Darius Rucker sang
God Bless America or something like that.
And then the woman, Lady Gaga, I think, was in the pace car, wasn't she?
Yeah. I just saw when the race was starting, they brought A.J. Foyt out to the – did you see when they brought him out?
He's waving. Pulled the cars on? I don't recall seeing that before.
No, I think that must have been special because –
You know, like at the Kentucky Derby, it's what do they say? Jockeys up or something like that.
At the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby, they do jockeys up.
Yeah.
Which is the official start, but or heels up or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Heels up, no. Wheels
it was
up.
Jockeys
is,
up. I think it was jockeys up.
Wheels up is when the planes take off or whatever.
Jockeys
but,
up.
But we're doing an event or we're doing a gifting for the Jenner sisters, Chris and Kylie Jenner, early part of July. I just want to give a shout out to one of our clients amongst many clients that are participating in this fantastic marketing platform to get your product into the hands of the Jenner sisters, who are probably the two of the biggest young women in the world today.
They're big.
But Void Beauty, V-O-I-D, Beauty, voidbeauty.com. They are participating in the gift bags going out to the girls in a couple weeks. So still a couple spots open if you have interest in, again, getting your product, using this marketing platform to showcase your brand and get into these two girls' hands. This is a great way to do it. So contact us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. And thanks again, Void Beauty, for being on board and a part of this gifting opportunity.
Fantastic. Thank you. And then we also have our SB gifting suite coming up
in about
6 weeks. Wow.
Yeah.
July 12th
goes
at
quick,
the
man.
W Hotel in the heart of Hollywood.
Yep.
We'll be hosting and inviting all the SB nominees, past SB winners, SB presenters, press, media, socialites, Hollywood influencers, reality stars,
studio heads,
everything you can imagine. This is going publicist to be the managers. Event to come to in Hollywood during ESPY Week.
That is a fact.
The WOW Creations Celebrity Gifting Suite during ESPY Week. WOWCreationsMedia.com.
Big weekend coming up, Mark, in addition to the opening of the San Diego Polo Club, the first match. It is the Miss USA pageant taking place in Las Vegas.
Is that Sunday or is that Monday?
It's on Sunday,
right?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday at the new T-Mobile Arena.
Which is huge.
Which holds 18,000 people. But anyhow, the special thing about this, this particular Miss USA pageant, the first time you and I have judged four of them. So this is going to be a tough one
for us.
Well,
we've judged four of the states going into Miss USA.
Miss Maryland USA, Miss New York USA, Miss Missouri USA, and Miss North Carolina USA. Four beautiful women. I don't even want to say I've got a favorite, Mark, because it's tough to be in my position to have a favorite.
The four are they're exemplary, and I'd say they're four exemplary because we had something to do with them all getting there.
That's what
and
I'm
we
saying.
Only
I think
picked
this is the first time last year. I think we represented or judged three of them the year before, two or three. This is the first time that we've four. So I know voting started yesterday to for the. For everybody.
And I think they're changing a little bit this year. They're asking the general audience, the general populace, to vote. And this is what they're going to get the top 15 off of. Our votes, the people of America will vote, and they're going to take the highest votes, the top 15, and they're going to get into the top 15.
Is this the
I don't
first
particularly
year
like that.
I don't either. Is this the first year without Trump?
It is the first, Miss Universe was last, right, Miss Universe, they did it without him.
Yeah, so this is the first time on Fox.
It was on Reels. Miss Universe, I think, was on Reels last year, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was terrible on Reels. But so now it's gone to Fox because it's now owned by William Morris. And Endeavor now own the beauty pageant. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I always liked the coverage on NBC. I always thought that, I'm not being political here, but I just have to say that I think Donald Trump's team put on one heck of a show.
Yeah.
And always did great. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Do you know who's hosting on Sunday?
I don't. But that's a good question. And I don't even know who's judging. I got to start looking into that.
Yeah.
I always like to see who's judging and who's hosting. But they usually release that stuff only a few
days before.
So we're six days away. Tuesday, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's 5 days away.
Yeah. It's always taken place at the Planet Hollywood.
Well, it has in the last few years.
Yeah. And the venue there, which we've been to several times, I think 2,000 or 3,000 people, maybe 4,000 people in the venue. Now all of a sudden, to jump into the new T-Mobile arena.
This will be interesting because I got to look at it like, say, are there 18,000 people that are interested in paying to go in to see something like this?
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't like you and I where we like the beauty pageants.
Yeah. It's not like they're going to see U2 or
It's Miss USA. Yeah. And, it's a full 2.5-hour show or something.
We saw Miss USA here in Los Angeles at the Kodak Theater, which holds about 4,000.
Yeah.
We're here for Miss Universe at Shrine of Term. These numbers seem about right, anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000, maybe even 6,000.
But
like you said, 18,000, unless the tickets are like...
$5, $10. I think they have to be very inexpensive because
that's a big venue.
You're not going to fill up 18,000 people on a Sunday night in Vegas when there's full of shows to go. I mean,
even when we were in Vietnam for Miss Universe, maybe 4,000 in Mexico City as well as the Bahamas.
I don't think they've ever had a venue this size before. Yeah. So it will be interesting to see how it goes. The only way you're going to put butts in seats, that many seats, is have it either free or $10, $15 tickets because you can get a $30 discounted ticket to go see Penn & Teller. I mean,
You want to spend $50, $55 bucks to see? Maybe the fact that it's only once. Who knows? But
it'll be interesting to see. I think I'm going to have to call up the theater, man, come to think of it, and find out what the tickets are going for.
Yeah. Hey, when you hear hip and cool hotel, do you ever think Waikiki?
No, not really.
There's an article in the New York Times a couple weeks back about this new hip, trendy hotel opening up in Waikiki Beach called Surf Jack Hotel. Have you ever heard of
Jack?
Yeah, Surf Jack.
Well, I don't like the name of that either.
Very, very cool, hip, and trendy. Now, when you talk about Waikiki, you talk about like Tourist Central. I mean, it's the Hilton, it's the Sheraton, it's the...
Royal Hawaiian
or
the Sheraton.
It's nothing but, I mean, there's not a W there, there's not a Standard there, there's not, cool hip hotels because it's tourist central.
Yeah.
So, would this be considered a gamble?
I don't think so because...
For Surf Jack Hotel? Terrible name, by the way.
It is a terrible name, but I don't think it's a gamble because so many people go to Waikiki Beach, and I think any new hotel is going to get that interest, and people are going to want to check it out. Well, I know Donald Trump opened up his new one in Waikiki a couple of years ago.
Yeah, definitely not cool or hip, but anyhow...
It's a neat-looking place, though.
Yeah, but definitely not cool or hip, just like the Trump Hotel in Vegas. Nice, but not cool or hip. But we'll check it out. We're going to be in Hawaii in November of this year, judging... Miss Hawaii USA.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have to make a point to check out Waikiki's hip new hotel.
Surf Jack. Where did you hear about that? I haven't heard anything.
New York Times.
Oh, New York Times, yeah.
New York Times a couple weeks back.
Yeah. Great. But yeah, did not hear about that one. Yeah. So interesting.
Fantastic. Yeah, very good. So you ready for all the new shows this summer? TV? Always good stuff on TV.
Yeah, I'm
Wayward Pine started 2 weeks ago.
Did you see that?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, was it 2 weeks ago? I thought it was because I only got one episode on TV. I guess I missed last
week. Oh, you're right. No, last week I guess it was the first one.
Okay,
that's right. Last week.
Yeah, but I TV'd it, but I haven't watched it. Why I TV'd? I don't know. I wasn't too happy with the last one.
Zoo is coming back. That's a Zoo.
Oh yeah, right.
That's a summer one. Yeah. I'm not sure if Under the Dome is coming back.
No kidding. Brain Dead coming to by the writers of The Good Wife. It's coming to CBS. It's called Brain Dead.
Tonight, starting again, is America's Got Talent.
Wow.
With Simon Cowell. And then they got the, what do they call it, Sunday Night Game Night? All those old
that
shows
looks
are
good,
coming back. And isn't
Match
one of
Game
the,
is there.
And is one of the judges Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey's doing Family Feud.
And
Anthony Anderson is doing To Tell the Truth.
Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
Alec Baldwin's doing
Match Game.
Yeah. Speaking of Steve Harvey, I'm looking at the latest issue of People Magazine. Have you seen this, Mark?
No.
From Homeless to $100 million.
Oh, I saw that in the Entertainment Tonight last
He's
week.
Worth 100 million simoleons from sleeping in a car. Supposedly he slept in his car for 5 months.
It oh, 5 months. Okay, good.
A Ford Tempo.
I thought it was like a year. Something I'm thinking that can't be true. A year.
How do you even do that?
You do it because you have to.
Yeah.
At least he's got something he can call home.
Boy,
you know?
So him judging, was that Miss Universe where he judged? Yeah.
Yeah, when he did the blunder.
The debacle.
Yeah.
And he only became bigger after that.
Right, because he did that because of that blunder, and he signed that $500,000 deal to come back and host a couple of years, which makes me wonder, if it wasn't for that blunder, I said he was the worst host I've seen hosting Miss Universe, but because of the blunder, people will come back next year to see, will he blunder again, which is why they pay him the big bucks. But he had that big dollar contract signed before he blew it. So you got to wonder.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You got to wonder, why would they give him $500,000 to host it for 2 or 3 years without even seeing how he did the first year? Because I must say, I thought he was awful.
That seems like an awful lot of money.
And we are beauty pageant aficionados. So when we say something, it's not just coming out from our butt. We're talking about facts here.
We aficionados. We are the pageant kings.
Right. We are the pageant kings.
We are the pageant kings. Hey, somebody is following us who... What is she? She's pageant queen. She supposedly knows. Have you ever seen her? She recently started following us. She's always posting stuff.
Yeah,
about
Larson or something. Isn't it something Larson?
All kind of pageants, not just USA, not Universe, not California. Just a multitude of variety of Middle Eastern, European, Long Beach. Just a variety of them. So I'm going to have to do some research into her because she's claiming to be the. What is she? I forgot what her title was or what she's given her title. Kind of like us being the pageant kings, but she's just all about pageants. And she probably won something years back, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
But interesting. Interesting to say the least. So,
how many billionaires do you think are in L.A.?
Oh, in L.A.?
Yeah.
20.
27.
Oh, 27. Okay. Wow.
20, and the oldest one is 92 in Sumner Redstone.
Sumner Redstone.
Worth $5 billion. The youngest one is 25 years old and he's worth $2 billion. Evan Spiegel.
Oh, he's the guy that created Snapchat.
Yep.
Yeah.
But his partner's worth $1.5 billion. Wow. This guy's 25.
Wow. Amazing.
How are you a 25-year-old billionaire?
Because it's all tech.
What do you do?
Tech.
How do you spend your money? You watch Silicon Valley?
Yeah, I like it.
Great show.
I missed the first couple of seasons. I only started watching it this year, and I like it.
Did you see it the other day where they're trying to throw that party at Alcatraz?
If they're broke.
Yeah. But how about that, being 25 years old and being a billionaire?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Does not happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But if you, ladies and gentlemen, our listeners around the world, if you're interested in seeing what the Harris Brothers are doing, go to our core business, which is Wild Creations, wildcreationsmedia.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildcreations. Twitter.com/WowHollywood. LinkedIn. I don't know how to get to LinkedIn, but go to LinkedIn. I mean, I don't know what the hashtag, what our handle is for LinkedIn. I think it's probably LinkedIn.com/WowCreations. Flickr. We got MySpace. Snapchat. What else?
We recently got
Instagram,
on Vine.
Right?
We recently got on Vine.
Oh, recently got on Vine. That's
right. Oh, real quick, Periscope. Mark, I want to wish out a happy birthday to Jane Emery. It's her birthday today. We collaborated with her on many different things. Hopefully she's listening. So happy birthday to Jane Emery with LA'sThePlace.com.
Yeah, continue, happy birthday,
Mark.
Jane.
Yeah.
Let me see. I think I got everything. But if you want, since we don't know if we're going to be on, we're not going to be on Storage Wars for a couple of weeks, or maybe at least a week.
Yeah.
But you can still get your daily dose of the Harris Brothers.
How so, Mark?
www.firstrun.tv. Go to Channel 2, and it's the World of WoW. There we are. We've got 4 episodes out there. So, you know, if you need us, and then if you want to listen to the show from like a month ago, or a year ago, or 2 years ago, you can go to latalkradio.com. The Tastemakers were on Channel 2, and look and see. I guess you can go back a couple of years and download any of our shows, so you could listen to it. And the great thing about this, ladies and gentlemen, this is free entertainment we are providing right here. You are listening to the Harris Brothers. It's no cost to you right now. Anyway, 24/7, 365, laptop, desktop,
tablet,
iPad, iPhone, tablet, Android, anywhere, anytime. You wake up at 3 in the morning, you say, I got to have my daily dose of the Harris Brothers.
And I'm telling you, there are people out there, Mark.
Yeah. There you are. There you can listen to us. You can watch us right there. Same with FirstRun.TV. It's streaming any day of the week. There are no holidays at FirstRun.TV. You can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
Yep.
Right? Again, free entertainment. You go there and check it out.
Not
so we've got that going on this evening. We travel off to
Did you mention that even if you missed one of our radio shows, you could download that too?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I just did that a minute ago.
Didn't listen.
So you can hear us and see us and listen to us anywhere and anytime. And life is short. Just go out there. We're venturing off to a far off land called Hollywood tonight for the
grand opening.
I guess you call it grand opening premiere.
That's how it was listed.
Grand opening premiere. Yeah. Red carpet of 42nd Street. It should be a lot of fun. And you know, I always say what our buddy Pitbull always says. What does he say, Matt?
He says, every day above ground is a good day. And speaking of Pitbull, he's on the new Keith Urban album.
Really?
Yeah,
he was on Dancing with the Stars last week, too.
Yeah, I never saw it, though. You saw it?
Yeah, the show was just too much.
But as Pitbull does say, every day above the ground is a good day.
So enjoy, eat something good, drink something better, go out and see something you haven't seen before, and just enjoy life.
Yeah.
And until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
Later.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.